I have to admit that I struggled a bit with the appointed readings for this week. You may have too. The theme for the epistle reading in the Gospels seems so disparate, and the theme for the Old Testament reading from the prophet Jeremiah seems to be so buried in contemporary historical and cultural context that it may seem hard to pin down what's happening in that story. And so as I prepared to preach this week, I feel like here I must need to express my deep thanks to the Thursday morning Bible study group. That group has on more than one occasion helped me see God speaking to us in our own time through the sacred words of Scripture, times when I myself was having trouble making sense of the readings. If you've never been to Thursday morning Bible study, I encourage you to drop in. It's a fantastic group. I express my deepest thanks to this group, for they helped me this week pull a common theme for all of the readings, the theme being hope. Now, at first glance, it might be hard to hear hope in the words we heard proclaimed this morning, but stick with me. To start on this hunt for hope, we begin with the prophet Jeremiah. We meet up with the prophet in the 32nd chapter of his book when the kingdom of Babylon was, we are told, besieging Jerusalem. The people of Judah are surrounded, encircled by an enemy who wants to overtake them. And not only are the people of Judah surrounded by would-be intruders, but the prophet Jeremiah himself is also surrounded. Surrounded by the bars of his presumed prison cell. In this story, we can feel the weight of oppression and the grim reality that both the nation of Judah felt, and then that the prophet Jeremiah himself felt. And in the midst of this grim reality, what does the prophet Jeremiah do? Facing the almost certain outcome that the land and people of Judah will be overtaken, Jeremiah buys land. Probably not the best financial venture. In the midst of all hope being lost, though, Jeremiah looks to a future where, as he prophesies, houses and fields and vineyards shall again be bought in this land. Jeremiah stores away the deed of sale in a jar for the day in the future where this deed would not be threatened by an invading army. And this prophetic action points to hope that is always present in the prophetic tradition. The prophets like Isaiah, Amos, Jeremiah, and others as mouthpieces for God often used stern words to get a divine point across. But hope always follows these sometimes stern words, the theme often being something like repent and return to the Lord your God. And then the hope part, God will show mercy and have compassion. In this bold prophetic action, Jeremiah trusts in the mercy and compassion of God, who will not leave God's people without hope. Then in Paul's letter to Timothy, we get another vision of hope that we have in God. Paul counsels Timothy that our hope is not found in the things of this world. Paul says, we brought nothing into the world so that we can take nothing out of it. I had the privilege this week of seeing some live theater. I saw this time Our Town at the Cleveland Playhouse. You might remember in this story by Thornton Wilder, the play's first act walks through a simple day in the fictional town of Grover's Corner, New Hampshire. Folks are having coffee and stringing beans and working and planning their days. Then in the second act, the subject of love is examined through a love story and the wedding of two main characters. Then in the third way, and then in the third act, we observe the graveyard for the town. A handful of the folks we have gotten to know in the previous two acts have now passed. Their spirits occupy the stage, including the young bride who got married in the second act. The stage manager, who in the play acts as a storyteller or narrator, reflecting on all that we have seen, the ordinary lives of the people in the first act, love in the second act, and death in the third act, reminds us that, quote, we all know that something is eternal. And it ain't houses, and it ain't names, and it ain't earth, and it ain't even the stars, he says. Everybody knows in their bones that something is eternal, and that something has to do with human beings. All the greatest people ever lived have been telling us that for 5,000 years, and yet you'd be surprised how people are always losing hold of it. There's something way down deep that's eternal about every human being. I think this something eternal was what Paul was trying to get at in his letter to Timothy. Paul says to pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, endurance, gentleness. He says to shun evil rooted in money that leads to senseless and harmful desires, and rather live into the things that are eternal, the fruits of our Christian lives that long outlive us, these things which build up brick by brick the kingdom of God right here, right now. Paul reminds us that more than anything, our hope is found in God's love and grace, which undergirds our very lives. And here's the thing about hope. Once we lay claim to it, it is a gift that we are then called to inspire in others. In Luke's account of the gospel, we hear about a rich man and Lazarus, both of whom have died. The rich man had lived his life to excess, while the only friend of Lazarus was a dog to tend to his wounds. We see in this story that even in death, the rich man treats Lazarus as an object and as a means to accomplish his request. He asks that Lazarus go to his father's house where his five brothers are, that he may warn them so that they will not also come to this place of torment where he finds himself. Even in death, the rich man misses the mark and shows us what not to do. Inspired by the hope that we lay claim to in God's love, we then plant seeds of hope in the hearts of those in need. We make this space, yes, this very space, a place of welcome and shelter for all, no matter where they find themselves on life's journey. No matter what heavy loads they carry, no matter the failures or successes, good days or bad days, status, no status, or low status, those who have their lives together and those whose lives are falling apart. We make this place a place where all are truly welcomed and loved and treasured, and where hope in God's love for us inspires all that we do and sing and pray. Friends, let us cling to those things which are eternal and anchor ourselves in the hope of God today. And may we make this a place of hope for all who enter our doors. Amen.